Blog Talk Radio.
I heard that you settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. But I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best of you too. Don't forget me, surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the
Why did I start the show with that song? That song always gets me in my feelings, but that's what this show is about. My feelings towards men of my past, ex-lovers, ex-loves, ex-soulmates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday morning. This is Charmaine Lankford, your host of Keeping It Real with Charmaine. Thank you guys so much for joining me on episode 99, a morning show. I am winding down my time at home. That's a positive note. I'll be returning back to work soon, so soak up all of these morning shows while you can, unless I do them really early and set them to play at a certain time. But thank God for waking me up to see another day. That should have been the first thing out of my mouth, but God knows my heart. He knows that's what I meant. I'm very grateful to see the light of day, another day. A lot of people had plans for this morning, and they, you know, went to the hospital last night and didn't come home, or went out and got into an accident or whatever. But I'm grateful to be here this morning to bring this show to you. I won't be on here long this morning. 30 minutes is what I set the show for, but I wanted to do something a little bit different. Y'all know I'm always thinking of something different and exciting for my little podcast here. So I wanted to start winding down 2021, which has been horrific for a lot of people. A lot of people broke up this year. A lot of my friends broke up with their significant others. I don't know what it was about this year, but I wanted this to be like a purging end of the year. So I'm having a series called Dear Ex-Lover. And what I would love for people to do is to call in or give me the letter and I'll read it for them. If some people are shy and you are writing a virtual letter to an ex, may it be an ex-husband, ex-wife, ex-baby mama, baby daddy, significant other, crush, whatever, and you want to tell that person how they impacted your life, whether they were the best thing that ever happened to you or whether they were the worst thing that ever happened to you and how you learned lessons from that person. So I'm going to start with myself. The show is going to be, or the series is going to be ongoing until December 31st. We're going to ring in 2022 with a lot of upbeat cheer and optimism, because this year, as I've said many times, 2021 has actually taken a crap on me. Really? 2021? I was so hopeful to see you after 2020. Please, you pulled a number on a girl. But I'm bouncing back. You know, a lot of things still hurt a lot. But all you can do is go forward. You can even give up. You can either give up or you can move forward. So I choose to move forward. And that was Adele. I love that song. It's called Nevermind, I'll Find Someone Like You. And to be honest, there's some people you can't duplicate. And I've had some wonderful men in my life, y'all. I had a wonderful ex-husband. I've had some wonderful ex-boyfriends or ex-lovers. But sometimes there's that one person, and I'll call them my soulmate, that you cannot duplicate. You can see someone who resembles them, someone who may have their same voice, the way they walk, the way they talk, but it's not that you cannot place a genuine soulmate with anybody else. And that's how you know that's your soulmate. Nobody else can compare to that person through the good times, through the arguments, through the separations, through the you get on my nerves and the you too pushy and all of that. At the end of the day, the love comes back for that person because you were destined to meet them. People don't really get the definition of a soulmate. That's a person who God ordained your two souls to intertwine with in life. You have a purpose. There was a mission for you to complete with that person. So before I get into my little letter, my virtual letter to my dear ex, I'm going to say soulmate. I'm not going to say ex-lover because that would implicate, you know, that we were intimate. So I'll just say my dear ex-soulmate because that's the person who has affected my life out of all the men I've been involved with, and not a lot. I didn't mean to say all like I'm a strumpet, but out of the men that I've dealt with, this is the one that I felt the deepest about. But before I get started, I wanted to I'm going to drink a sip of water, y'all. Hang on, because I'm trying to catch a cold. Bear with me, please, and I don't want to choke up in the show. Hold on. Sorry about that. Got to keep it real. But last week, a rapper named Young Dolph got killed. I wasn't familiar with him. My niece and nephew, he's from the younger generation. They know all about him. Well, especially my niece. My nephew's more of a rock music person like I am, old soul music person like I am. But the guy was very popular. And I don't watch the news anymore, but I have been seeing on YouTube different stories that come to find out it was some of his own people that set him up. And that's like, y'all see now why I stay to myself and why I travel solo is sometimes the people right under your nose that are so jealous, like, so instead of you taking the same 24 hours that young man did to build up his grind, his hustle, his money, you're going to sit back and hate on him and pretend like you're his friend and set him up and kill him. But they're going to come out with the killers. They got a lot of video footage and, you know, stupid people do stupid crimes. The one that they think really set him up is wearing the same hat in two or three different pictures and videos, including the video that they used when to show that he got killed in front of the cookie shop. Anyway, I just want to send out my prayers to his family because he had two children, and I believe he was married or had a significant other named Mia. And it's just so unfair, y'all. I'm just saying, be careful who you have around you. If you're doing good for yourself, kind of be to yourself. Don't have too many people right underneath you unless they are ambitious like you and they want to grind and they want to hustle. Them lazy ones that sit back and hate, they'll set you up. They really will. So, Young Dolph, I know you didn't mean to go that quickly. God bless you for everything you did for the music community. He was a philanthropist. Did I say that right? He gave to the community. And he used to do the turkey drives every year for Thanksgiving. And it's always a good one to get taken out. So rest in peace, young soldier. And I pray that the ones who set you up and took you away from us are brought to justice. All right, y'all, let me get into the gist of this show because it's going to be over before I know it. I wanted to do a virtual letter to someone who I met a little bit over 2 years ago, and I will call him my soulmate, and I'll give him a hint if he's listening. Code word is coupon. If you remember the coupon that I made, you'll know this show is for you. And if you're listening, I know you're blushing. I know you're smiling because you know about the coupon. And I just wanted to say that although I'm not sure which way things will go, I thank God for meeting you. You brought a lot of happiness to me. I have no shame in telling you, and I've told you many times before, I'm so glad I met you. For whatever reason I met you, may it have been for a reason or a season, God himself, that our paths crossed. You are one of the most amazing men to me. Nobody's perfect. We all have a past, including me. We all have flaws. We all have bad days. But you, sir, and again, I'll say we have had arguments. We've had separations. We've had wonderful times. But you are one of the most amazing men. You take care of your children. You take care of people at your job. You're humble. You're very attractive. You're very intelligent. Your sense of humor is matchless. You are approachable. You smell good. You're ambitious. You're not lazy. You're funny. You're fly. Did I say you're sexy? Did I say that? You're sexy. And I'm just glad to have met you. I remember, now I'm a very people person. I walk up to anybody, but the first time I physically bumped into you, I felt like a lightning flash, and that's how I knew you were a soulmate. I'm gifted. I have the gift of intuition. I heard God's voice call my name when I was 3 years old, and out of all the people I've met in this world, when I bumped into you, we collided into each other. I felt lightning. I felt a flash. I felt a spark. I felt like electricity. I said, oh my God, I just bumped into my soulmate. I felt familiar. Felt like I knew you already. I felt, for some reason, I felt protective of you. Now you are, your physical stature is nothing to be played with. You're not a tiny guy at all. But I don't know if it was a past life soulmate connection, if you believe in that, but I felt like I had to get to know you. And it took me a month of seeing you almost on a daily basis to get my nerve together to say hello. Would you believe that? I remember going to work and telling my colleague, I said, oh my God, I think I met my soulmate. I bumped into this guy and I instantly felt like I wanted to talk to him. He said, You're not shy. You talk to everybody. Everybody comes over here and talks to you, blah, blah, blah. And after about a month, he said, are you going to speak to that guy or not? I said, oh, God, yeah, I got butterflies in my stomach. And I remember when I saw you one day, I finally got my nerve together. And I said, hey, how you doing? Or I might have gave you a fist pound or something like that. And you were very nice, very friendly. And it just, the conversation just picked up. And I said, yeah. This is my soulmate right here, and you just added so much joy to my life. Just I just want to shout you out, and you know who you are. If you're listening, you know who you are exactly. If I say the coupon that I created, and also another hint is that I told you something that I told you to take to your grave that nobody else on this earth knows. So now you definitely know who you are. And if you're listening or if you listen to this show, I just want to tell you that I thank God that we met for whatever reason. Our paths may never cross again. They may cross again. We may collaborate on a business venture. We may, who knows what's going to happen. But I do thank God for you. Thank you for everything you did for me, for every laugh, for every text, for every phone call. You lifted my spirits. I just, and again, nobody's perfect. We've had some arguments, but I just want to, my virtual letter this morning is to you, my soulmate, the one that I know is my soulmate because I feel what you feel. Remember ESP alert? We think about things at the same time. And I wish you well, no matter which way life takes you. Again, whether we see each other or not again, I can honestly say I love you. In my heart, I will always have a space for you, and I wish you the absolute best. And I remember so many things. I remember I saw you one morning. I was headed to work, and I wasn't expecting to see you, and I was so happy. I was blushing. I don't know what you said to me that morning. I think I was just surprised to see you in the morning time. And I blushed, and I was on the train, and I remember one of my colleagues, when we got to work, he said, you mad at me? I was like, what's wrong with you? We were laughing. He said, I was on the train with you. I was looking right at you. He said, you looked right through me. You didn't even see me. He said, and your face was so red. He said, I thought you had a fever, and we just bust out laughing. And he said, he called some other colleagues over. He said, come here, y'all, look at her face. My face was red as an apple. I have been blushing from the time I saw you until the time I got to work. That's the joy that interacting with you brought me and still brings me. Again, you know, people have their ups and downs, their differences, but I wanted to go on record while I have breath in my body saying that I love you. I will always love you, not so much in a romantic way because, you know, people go their separate ways, but I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Okay? And if we meet again, I'll be glad to see you. And if we don't, I wish you the absolute best in life. Okay? I'm going to do a letter per show. The next letter I do is going to be to a guy that I dated for a little over 2 years. And I believe he is deceased now. I don't really want to talk about it. I'm pretty sure he is, because His email hasn't been checked in over 3 years, and there were letters from his bank saying that mail had gone to him unopened and returned, and there had been fraud on his card, his bank card. And on top of that, his cell phone got turned off. He paid his cell phone bill every month, if nothing else, and I stopped hearing from him. He just dropped off the face of the earth, and that was another true love of mine, and that was a romantic true love. And if he's in heaven, I want to definitely do a virtual letter to him and let him know how he affected my life, how he brought such a loving spirit to my life when I had him. But I'm going to read that one on my next show. And you guys, don't be shy about calling in. Be shy. When I make these announcements and say, you know, if you want to participate, participate. It's nothing to be shy about. That's what this show is about, being real. I had one lady tell me that when she listens to the show, she like puts her hand under her chin and listens because she knows it's going to be a good show. I keep it real. You know, I talk about real things on here. Everybody has a relative that's been convicted and locked up. Everybody has a relative who might have over abused drugs or alcohol. Everybody has an addiction. Those are things I talk about. Everybody's been cheated on or has cheated or has been hurt in the romance. Those are the things I like to talk about, okay? And also I want to say to the men out here, just because a woman is independent doesn't mean she doesn't need her man. I'll use myself as an example. I've always had to be in charge. My mom and dad divorced when I was 8 years old, which made her much happier. I believe in being happy versus being married and miserable. I love my father, don't get me wrong, but him and my mom were not a good fit after a while. And I remember the day she got her divorce, she called me and said, baby, me and your dad are divorced now. I said, okay. And I went outside and jumped double dutch. I was happy for her because I know that after a while, they weren't happy together. So I'm an advocate of happiness versus being together for the sake of what your family or your friends or the public may think. They're not the ones there doing the arguments. They look at what they see. Oh, they've been together 30 years. Okay, so were those 30 miserable years or 10 happy years and 20 miserable years? So make yourself happy. But long story short, I've always had to step up and be independent. And I think an issue a lot of men have is that strong women kind of scare them off, scare any man off that I've been with or may be with in the future. I need you too. Just because I get up and work hard and am ambitious and get it done doesn't mean I don't need your arms to fall into. I need my man too. I need you. Strong women need their men too. Some days are so horrible, I want to come home and collapse into some strong arms and that a man's telling me, baby, it's going to be okay. Let it out. It could be worse, but I understand. That's what I love. Don't take my strength for the fact that I don't need a strong man, because it's not true. I do. And I speak for strong women across the world. I've always had to be, in charge. I remember, and I'll keep it real with you guys, my late uncle, great uncle, he could not read. Back in the day, the children had to leave school at a young age to work and help support the family. And I was 6 years old and gifted. They wanted to skip me twice in school from the first grade to the third grade and the third grade to the fifth grade. But my mom said, no, let her stay with her class. But I remember finishing my math book in 2 weeks versus a whole year. My brain is like a computer. My brain is something else. It's like Bill Gates. And I'm being honest. I'm being humble, but I'm being honest. But I remember my great-grandmother, I was 6 years old. I might have been five. And she asked me to go to the store with my uncle. And she wrote the list. And I said, Grandma, it's cold outside. Do I have to go? And she told me so clearly, she said, baby, your uncle can't read. And, oh, God, I'm thinking about it like it was yesterday. And I understood what it was like to be a woman at 5 years old. And I took the role of the parent, even though he was a grown man. I took the role of the parent. And we were in the store, and I was reading the list to him. but my uncle was very accomplished. He grew to be a great concrete man. A lot of the streets on 7th Street Northwest, down by Old Street Market, my uncle laid the concrete, and he actually got an award for that. He laid many streets. He was an expert concrete paveman. So even though he couldn't read, he was damn good at his job. And I'll call him Uncle Buddy. I love you in heaven. And I just wanted to use that story as an example that I've always had to be in charge. So just don't think because I am independent and strong that I don't need you. I don't want to be a damsel in distress or, you know, make you feel that, you know, just because I'm clingy or cure or make you feel like you're in charge of all the money and you pay the bills to make you feel like a man. No, women and men should be equal. I should be able to run my empire here. You should be able to run your empire there. We come together as a power couple. That's my ideal mate. We should be equal. We should bring everything to the table together. But anyway, that's a different topic, y'all. I just wanted to come on here and start this series off. And don't be shy. Reach out to me. Let me know if you want to be on the show and honor somebody from your ex, your past, an ex, maybe male or female, and how they changed your life. I don't think I'm going to talk about the man that devastated me because that's pointless. It's over. I've healed. I've moved on. But if you have an ex that you learned the lesson from, about them not being trustworthy, about them cheating, about them lying and hurting you, and how you have learned a valuable lesson, by all means, let me know. And you can keep their names private. I don't want to come on here and bash anybody. But feel free to reach out to me. Send me a private message, and I will have you on the show, okay? All right, guys, that's pretty much it. I can't think of anything else I wanted to say except for I hope my soulmate, if you're listening, you have a wonderful day. I will always love you. I will always have a special place in my heart for you. God bless you. You guys have a wonderful day. A lot of good things coming up this week, and I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I have a lot to be thankful for, a lot. This year has been horrible, but I've still employed through the pandemic, through the surgeries. My job has been a blessing. They've kept me on board. Thankfully, never missed a paycheck since February when I first took off of work. So that's what I'm thankful for. Very thankful. But everybody, you all have a wonderful day, okay? Take care.